Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys this evening. We're going to hear from one of the top leaders in all of prepaid legal. He's going to be sharing some valuable information with you guys, so I hope you all are locked in and ready to take some good diligent notes, because the speaker we have lined up is absolutely one of the top of the top, in my opinion. One of the best of the best. Matter of fact, one of the best network marketers in all of network marketing, as far as I'm concerned. But to get things kicked off tonight, I would like to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 income earner, original Millionaire Club member. But most importantly, he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy, and what exciting call it's going to be tonight. You know, this next young man's been all over the country lately, had nothing but absolutely fantastic reports. You know, especially up in Tulsa the other day, I noticed Herman Louette's on, doing a tremendous job, Jeremy. Been in the business a long, long time now, and I agree with you as far as network marketers. I don't believe we have anyone better in prepaid legal, period, and that counts all downlines than the next gentleman. Platinum 4 Executive Director, you know, he's one of only seven associates in prepaid history to reach the Platinum 3 jacket earner. He's a Millionaire Club member, and I could just go on and on, but the main thing, he's on our team. We appreciate him. He does a wonderful job. Like I said, he's a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner. I guess I could just keep going on. Most of all, he's got a fantastic wife that keeps him in line. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you'd meet Mr. Tony Hughes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Jeremy, thank you. I appreciate the very kind words. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on the Moore Success Team conference call, and I appreciate everybody for being diligent and dedicated, for taking time away from your family, your schedule, to be on this conference call each Monday night. And certainly it represents an investment in your future. I never miss a conference call. I just don't. I'm always on the Monday morning calls every week, always on the Moore Success Team calls when I'm not traveling or doing a PBR or sit-down. I have been for 10 years now. And I just think that that's just something that you do if you're interested in mastering your craft as a professional network marketer, which is something I'm certainly interested in doing and have not yet done. Just real quickly, I'm going to do some training tonight. My training is going to be on protecting your investment. Protecting your investment, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But just real quickly, just a little bit about my story. My wife, Marcia, and I have been married for 26 years. We're the proud parents of five children, blessed beyond what we probably should have been blessed with these incredible kids of ours. They range from 15 to 25. Three of our children are in the business. Our fourth child, Tate, will be 18 here pretty soon, and he will definitely be an associate in prepaid legal, whether he wants to be one or not. We live in Oro Valley, Arizona, near Tucson, about 22 miles north of Tucson, about an hour and a half south of Phoenix, Arizona. We've lived there now for a little over 5 years and absolutely love the warm weather. We feel sorry for all of you folks up in the North Country. It's still very, very warm down in Tucson. So if you ever get too cold, just come on down and visit us. We'll warm you up. My wife is a special education teacher. She taught professionally for 11 years. She has a degree in elementary education and a degree in special education. She taught the learning disabled and the behavioral disabled children, and did an outstanding job. And she had a great great practice person to work on. She was married to me, so I think she was really good at what she did. But I was able to retire her from her position as a teacher thanks to network marketing. I graduated from college in 1987 with a degree in business management and went to work for corporate America. I was with corporate America for 14 years. I worked for Clairol Hair Color Company and Revlon Cosmetics, the number one hair care company in the world, the number one cosmetics company in the world. And the last 8 years of my career, I spent with the Iams Pet Food Company, which is the number one premium pet food company in the world, owned by Procter & Gamble at this point. I got involved in the network marketing industry in 1995, had no clue what I was doing. I joined a company called the People's Network 1995 and worked very diligently for a year to try and sell lots of personal development product, which is what they offer through a satellite program, and was horrible at it. Didn't understand that it wasn't about the product. It was about the opportunity, and just was uneducated. Hadn't read any books on network marketing, hadn't been to any classes on it. I never took anything in college, never learned anything in corporate America about network marketing. So I was like most people. I got into the industry, didn't know the first thing about what I was doing. And fumbled around for a year and made no money. I absolutely got no check sent to me from the People's Network. Tried a couple other things over the next couple years. Never got a 1099 from those companies either. Got involved in a little company called iLink in 1997, December of 97. And this company had a pretty cool telecom product. Dick Marriott was the money man behind it. And we got started with that company. And I just thought, you know, I've done three of these things now. I've never made any money. I really ought to try and figure this thing out. I've been to college. I know what reading books are all about because I had to read a bunch of them in college. And so I stopped into a bookstore one day, and lo and behold, when I walked in, the very front table in the bookstore had 50% to 75% off. It said closeout. And I looked at all these books, and most of them were network marketing books. And so I bought them all. I bought every one that was on the table, one of each. And I still have those books to this day. And I read all of them. I read every single one of them. I don't know that there's a book out there on network marketing that I haven't read. I've got a gigantic library of network marketing books because I'm interested. I was interested then, and I still am interested now in perfecting my craft and learning to be the best leader that I can be to generate the kind of wealth that I want to generate from this industry. And so we got started in 1997, and, you know, after three or four different attempts in network marketing, all failures, we finally made money in 1998. Our 1099 for 1998 was $5,500. So we actually made $5,500 after working aggressively for 12 months. It took me 4 years to make $5,500, but I was excited because I actually made a little bit of money. Well, I lost money because with all the meetings that I went to, the two conventions that I went to, all the tools that I bought, I'm sure I broke even or lost a little bit. But finally, I got a 1099 that actually had, you know, dollar amounts on it, which was kind of exciting. And the next year, it actually went up. Our 1099 in the very next year was $67,000. And it kind of started to take off. That next year, however, in February, that company went out of business. And they sold their marketing department to a company called New Skin out of Provo, Utah. Guess what they sell? Hair care and makeup. I had already been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, didn't want the T-shirt anymore. And so I gave it, you know, I did try my darndest to make it work, but we saw our income just absolutely go down terrible, you know, over the next few months. From February to May, our income went down from $23,000 a month down to about $4,000 a month. And so we were really suffering really, really bad. And that's when I called my brothers, my four younger brothers, Jeff, Mike, David, and Chris, in that order of age. I called them up and I said, okay, this prepaid legal thing that you guys have been doing for a little while, tell me a little bit more about it. And that's really when I got started. I actually became an associate of prepaid legal in December of 1999 because I honestly just got tired of Chris bugging me all the time. He was just constantly, from August of 1999 through December, he was just bugging me, saying, Tony, you really ought to do this. You really ought to do this. Well, in December, I actually heard a rumor that iLink might be sold or that it might be going out of business. So I went ahead and hedged my bets, and I gave Chris $249 and said, here, is this going to shut you up? I don't want to hear about prepaid legal anymore. And it did for a while. And then in February, when they went out of business, he goes, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go. You can be great in prepaid legal. And I just said, Chris, I have too many people on my team that are depending on me to make this transition into New Skin, and I can't afford to walk away from them. And so I kept at it, and our income just dropped and dropped and dropped because we didn't get to keep the same compensation plan that iLink had. We had to be absorbed into the New Skin compensation plan, and so our income just really sunk really bad, really fast. And so we got started with prepaid legal in May, right after we got our last check from New Skin. That was so disgusting and repulsive to me that our income had dropped so much, and we hadn't done anything. Our Our customer base was still there. Our work ethic was still there. Our team was still there. It's just Nu Skin was stealing all our money. They were taking it all up, and they weren't paying us like the other company was. And so we made a decision to join the family. And I called up some of my key people. There was about 11 of them. And there was a bunch of them that didn't come, but I got 11 of my people to come with me from iLink over to prepaid legal. And my first full month in prepaid legal, I recruited 22 people. I was number 6 in the company that month, in June of 2000. And of those 22, 11 are people that I knew, and 11 people I did not know from Adam. I'd never met them before. I got them off of marketing efforts or off of walking up to them at the mall or a football game or whatever. I was just a recruiting machine back in those days, because I knew I had to build my income back up. And kind of actually, I'm right back to where I was back then. I'm back in the trenches again. I'm on a 2.5-week road trip right now down in Texas and Oklahoma. I've been speaking all over the country, and was up in Minneapolis for about a week, and was up in Oregon for a week, was up in Idaho for a week. I'm going to go home for a week or so, and then I'm going to go back up to Idaho. I'm going to be in Chicago, just traveling all over. I'm back after it and getting after the recruiting again because of all the bonuses and the income that we can make. But that's really how we got started, and we had hit $100,000 our first full year, which was 01. Then we hit bronze, silver, gold, platinum, platinum 2-3. We got the $250,000 ring. We got millionaire club member. We hit platinum 3 jacket. That's you got to do platinum 3 months in a row. Platinum 3 months in a row to get the platinum jacket. Platinum 2 3 months in a row to get the platinum 2 stripe on the jacket, which is a beautiful $450 custom made jacket with your name printed on the inside. And then we did platinum 3 for 3 months in a row. And as Mr. Moore said, I believe there's only been 7 people in the history of prepaid legal to be able to have done that. We're just working hard. You know, we love the product. We love prepaid legal. We love especially the new compensation plan. And for all the new people that are listening tonight, let me just tell you, as an old 15-year war veteran of this industry, it doesn't get any better than this. It does not get any better than it is right now. We have the perfect compensation plan. We have the perfect marketing plan. All the gotchas have been taken away. All the landmines have been revealed. They're all out there. They don't exist anymore. We have the money that we can make. We have the right incentives. We have the right rewards for the right behaviors. We've got the Players Club program that's gotten so much easier that anybody can be in it now. The bonuses from the Players Club, are huge compared to what they used to be for Players Club 5 people. We have the faster training bonus. We have the education program that is unbelievable. I went to it last week in Dallas, Texas, and we had about 200 people at that training, and everybody was oohing and aahing and loving it, laughing, and it was fantastic. That training program is going to catapult prepaid legal to a new dimension. Heard a call today that the company is going to get pretty serious and aggressive about branding prepaid legal's name. So we're going to start seeing prepaid legal on television, like some of the Amway commercials and Aflac and some of the other companies that do such a great job branding. So that's even going to bring prepaid legal into the forefront even more. So this thing is getting better and better, guys, and so I would just say hang on to your hats, but don't sit around, waiting for something to happen. Go out and make it happen. The training that I really want to share with everybody tonight is protecting your investment. What is your investment? Your investment is your new baby. Your investment are the new babies that you recruit into the business. I want to talk about how important it is that you protect your investment. When you sponsor someone into this business, I'm going to tell you that most people will not do anything, and especially if you don't protect that investment. Every person that I sponsor into this business, I look at them as a new investment. They're someone that can literally produce cash for me the rest of my life. They could be a cash-producing asset if I will protect that investment. And just like any investment that you make, you have to protect it. You have to make sure that, the weeds don't come in and take it away. You have to make, if it's a house, you have to protect your investment. If it's a stock portfolio, you have to protect. You have to watch it, monitor it, make sure you have people that know what the heck they're doing. If you've got a gold investment, you got to make sure you know when to buy, when to sell. And so the same with people. When we bring a new person into this business, that is an investment that we have to protect and watch over. And let me just tell you what most people will do if you don't protect that investment. When you bring them in, they'll go to their Fast Start training class, and they'll get excited when they go to their first briefing or their PBR, and they'll just go out and they'll just go crazy with their enthusiasm. And I mean, they're going to tell their mom about it, and their dad, and their brother, and their cousins. They're going to be text messaging all their friends and emailing. They're going to get on Facebook, and they're going to tell everybody. They're going to get on Twitter and tweet till they're, you know, blue in the face. They're just going to go out there and just vomit all over everybody. They're going to tell everybody everything about prepaid legal, and there goes your investment. And so one of the things that I think is so important when we sponsor new people in is we got to make sure they don't say anything. And if they do say anything, that it's the right things to say. For example, we don't want people going out telling all their friends, oh, I just joined prepaid legal and this identity theft program, and gosh, it's incredible. They've got lawyers all over the country, and they pay every single day, and advanced commissions. I don't really know what that means, but, you know, it's just an incredible company. And people start asking them questions, and they go, I don't know. I just got started. And guess what people tell them? Well, why don't you give it about 5 or 6 years and come back and talk to me when you got it all figured out? And so if you really want your business to grow, you have to make sure you spend a lot of time with your new babies in this business, that you protect them, that you watch over them just like a shepherd would watch over his sheep. You've got to make sure the wolves don't come in and take your sheep away and eat them all up. And I'll tell you, the wolves will come in and take them away. If you let your sheep go off and wander out there in the desert without watching over them, the predators will come, and you will never see your sheep again. And so I just really want to encourage you guys. So what are some of the things you can do to protect your investment, the new babies that you sponsor into the business? Well, I sit down with them, and I just, first of all, I tell them what prepaid legal is all about. I tell them the story. I show them how Mr. Stonecipher was involved in the car wreck. I show them how he got sued and what he did about it and how he had to protect himself. I make sure they have a good education on the company, what we're all about. Then I make sure that they understand what the need is in the marketplace, you know, how 53% of all North Americans have an ongoing legal problem. I want to make sure they understand that there is a massive need for our services, because everybody gets treated unfairly from time to time. Over half of us have an ongoing legal problem. Over 50% of all marriages end in divorce, which means there's all kinds of child custody issues and divorce issues and real estate issues. So there's just huge, huge plethora of reasons why people need legal services. The problem is lawyers charge over $250 an hour, so I make sure that my new babies have a basic fundamental education and knowledge about our company, about the need for our services, and then I just let them know. I say, now, you just have to understand something. I know you're excited, and I'm excited that you're excited, but I want to make sure you understand that you're an investment to me, and I want to make sure that I take care of you, that I take care of you as my investment, because if I don't teach you and train you properly and make sure that I get you off on the right foot, my investment's going to get torn up. You know, you're going to get eaten alive, and I kind of explain that to them. I tell them, you know, people are going to be dream stealers, and they're going to tell you those stupid things don't work, and, oh, I tried prepaid legal, and, you know, I've never been a victim of identity theft, and I don't need lawyers, and, you know, they're going to come up with all this stuff, and they're going to blow you out of the business. And so one of the things that I help my new babies with in terms of protecting my investment is I make sure what's acceptable in terms of what they can say and what they can't say when it comes to going out there and talking to people. Like, I don't even want them to go out there and talk about prepaid legal. I really don't. I don't really want them to go out there and talk about identity theft. I want them to simply call up their folks, their friends, and say, look, you know, after a little small talk, you know, you don't call people up and go, hey, I've got something I want to show you. You just small talk for a little bit. You call them up and you say, you know what? I just started a new business, and I am so excited about it. And I was wondering if I could come over and show it to you. It'll just take about 15 minutes to show you what the services are all about. You know, you may or may not be interested, but here's the deal. I'm being trained right now, and I was just wondering if I could bring my trainer over and let him show you what this is all about. I think you're going to be really excited, but, you know, it may or may not be something for you. Basically, that's all you want people saying. And then I say, but here's what's going to happen. People are going to say, well, tell me about it. What is it? And then I tell them, you have to resist the temptation. I explain to them why. I say, look, here's what's going to happen. If you go out there and you talk to your best prospects, your best family members, your best friends, your best Facebook buddies, whatever, and you start blah, blah, blah and all over them about prepaid legal, you're not going to be able to handle the questions that come back at you. And I promise you, I've done this for a long time. They're not going to be interested in working with you because you've already proven that you have zero credibility. You can't even answer their basic questions. And so I ask them, does that make sense to you? Do you understand? We need to get you trained first. And the way we're going to train you is by you watching me, by you listening to me. If they're long distance, they're going to get me on the phone with their prospects. They're going to listen to me. Or if they're local, they're going to watch me do a presentation. And they're going to watch me do another presentation and another presentation. So one of the things that you can say to your new babies to protect your investment is you can say, would it be okay if I bring my trainer over? One of the things that I have to do is I have to talk to 10 people with my trainer so he can do a presentation and I can learn from his presentation on how to do this business and how to market our services. Would that be okay? Would you allow me to come over and practice so that, I can get trained? And something like that, again, you're just doing whatever you have to do to keep your new babies from going out there and saying anything. If people start asking them questions, I explain to them, just here's what you say. If they start asking you, what is it, tell me a little bit more about it. You say, you know what, I'm in training right now, and one of the things that my trainer specifically told me was that I can't say anything because you're going to start to ask me questions, and I'm not going to be able to answer them. And so really the best thing for me is just to set up a little 15-minute appointment. And again, you may or may not be interested, but I just have to show it to you, and I'd really like for my trainer to come over and actually show you how this really works. And so, again, it's just trying to keep the new babies from going out there and saying too much too fast and not being prepared, because I think everybody on the phone that's been around for a while would agree with me that that's one of the most difficult challenges that we have, is that we'll get someone started, they'll go into a class or they'll go to a business briefing or a training, and then they'll go out and go crazy, and then they go into the witness protection program and we never hear from them again. It's because the predators got them, the birds got them, the weeds got them, whatever. We just let them get carried away with their mouth and their enthusiasm. And it's okay to be enthusiastic, but you just have to make sure that your enthusiasm is bridled so that you're not letting your babies go out there and talk too much and get into the weeds, because they just aren't capable of doing that yet. They're just not there yet. So really want to make sure that you spend as much time with your new babies as you possibly can, that you train them, that you develop them, you go over that phase one document with them, you make sure you get their why. You let them know. I mean, today I sat down with two gals, Rusty and Kaylin, in Cleburne, Texas. And, I told them. We didn't even have the phase one document, but I was telling them, when I train you, we're going to go over what's called your phase one training. And one of the things I'm going to want to know from both of you ladies is what your why is. Why are you doing this business? And I told them both. I said, you know, we always tell people that your why needs to make you cry. In other words, it can't just be about making $100 or $200 a week or $300 or $500 a month. It has to be more than just about money. And I turned to Kaylin. I said, Kaylin, you said you have a two-year-old daughter, right? And she said, right. And I said, I bet it's important for you to not have to leave home every day for the rest of her life for you to go earn income. I bet you would rather stay home and be with your two-year-old daughter for the rest of her life till she's 18 and grown, right? And she goes, oh, yeah. And I said, well, look, that could be your why. Your daughter is your why. And if that doesn't make you cry, the fact that you're going to have to put her in daycare, the fact that you're going to be at a job when she goes to school and you're going to be at a job when she comes home from school, if that doesn't make you get a little emotional, I'm not sure that you even have the ability to get emotional. And so I just tell them that. I tell them, you know, exactly what we're going to do. And the point, guys, is every single person that you bring in, if you're not spending an inordinate amount of time teaching them, training them, developing them, spending time with them, helping them, going over their Fast Start, you're going to their Fast Start class with them if you can if they're local, or following up with them immediately after they're done with their Fast Start training if they're long distance, being on the phone with them for hours and hours and hours at a time, building that relationship, making sure you're fostering that business relationship, the personal relationship, that you're training them and teaching them and developing them, getting them plugged into the conference calls. That's all about protecting your investment. I'm telling you right now, it takes a lot of dadgum work. It takes a lot of work. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But why are you doing it? You're doing it for a lifetime of income. You're doing it so that that investment can produce a stream of income for you for the rest of your life. If you don't give them everything you've got in the beginning, why would you ever expect to get a lifetime of income from them? It was because Mr. Kenmore answered my phone calls in the early days when I was getting started 10 and a half years ago. It was because of the hours and hours and hours that he spent on the phone graciously taking my calls, even though he had just gotten out of heart surgery or going into heart surgery. It's because of that time and that commitment that he gave to me early on that still has me here to this day, producing hundreds of thousands of memberships for his organization and frankly, a lot of money for he and his wife and their family. It's because of the time and the energy that he and his son Randy put into my life. They sowed those incredible seeds of generosity into our family and into our lives. It's because of that. And now, you know what? That investment has come back, I think, in spades. It will continue to come back to their family because of the goodness and the commitment and the sacrifice that they gave to us. And that's what we all have to do, guys. And guess what? Not everybody's going to turn out to be a Tony Hughes. In fact, very few will be. You know, you got to wallow around in the coal pit a long time, get really stinky, dirty, nasty, hot, and sweaty before you finally find that diamond, that beautiful diamond. But I promise you, if you stay in the coal pit and you don't ever come out of it, you just keep wallowing around the coal, you will find that diamond. And eventually, you'll find another diamond. Then you'll find another. When you only need four diamonds over a lifetime to create wealth in this industry, that's all you need, four aces in a deck. And so, guys, I just really wanted to share that with you tonight. Can't impress upon you enough how important it is that you wrap your arms around your new babies, that you protect them, that you build that relationship. You give them everything you've got. You don't hold anything back. You let them have it with both barrels, because if you don't do that, you're probably never going to have a cash-produced asset anyway. That investment's never going to amount to anything. But if you do it, you have a much greater chance of having an asset that will provide for your family, you know, far after, long after you die and pass on to the next life. So I hope that was helpful to some of you. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here and share some of my experience over the last 15 years in this industry. Mr. Moore, appreciate you and your family, Randy, Jeremy, all of you, for your example and your dedication, your commitment, your vision, your leadership, your friendship. And with that, sir, I'll turn the time back over to you.
I will guarantee you, Tony, if they can't find some gold nuggets in that, they're losing out. There was tremendous training. We appreciate you, and you certainly are a diamond. It's not a diamond in the rough, Tony. It's a polished one, and it's shining bright. We appreciate everything you said tonight. Tell Marcia hello for us, and give us a call. We're always glad to hear from you night or day.
Thank you, sir.
And I think there's another Hughes brother coming up. Jeremy?
All right. Well, Tony did an awesome job, but to keep things going tonight, we'd like to go out to the state of Colorado to another top executive director on our team, and that's Dr. Michael Hughes. Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Jeremy. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I understand this past week you had one of the top recruiters in the entire company on your team.
You know, and I believe I have him on my phone with us, and he is absolutely amazing. In the short period of time, he's really got started about 2 months ago. He's in the manager's position. He's a business owner out in New York, and he helps people in getting their credits to be able to secure loans that normally they wouldn't be able to secure. And so anyway, I think Vladimir Mercedes is his name. Or Vladimir, are you on the call?
I certainly am, Doc.
Well, what we'd like to do is just if you could share some of your excitement, your passion, what's going on, and how prepaid legal is going for you in your business right now.
Certainly. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys. It's actually an honor to be in this call. I wasn't expecting to be joining such a great team of people on the call, so I'm humble and honored at the same time of being here and being able to share a few moments with you. Well, first of all, I'm in the credit repair industry. I actually help consumers correct errors on their credit report for the purpose of, obtaining credit and stuff like that. And you know, prepaid legal, what it's doing for me as I'm you know, basically becoming more and more involved with it, it's allowing me to help my clients. And also, it allows me to present an opportunity to some of my affiliates and colleagues that I get in touch with. It's basically, you know, in a summary, that this is one of the things that Prepaid Legal is doing for me, and I look forward to making a career out of this. I'm taking it very serious, and I'm slowly implementing some of the things that I'm learning, you know, especially from the top leaders, such as the Hughes brothers themselves, and everyone else who's offered some type of help and direction. So, you know, it's really an amazing company. I'm just getting to know it right now, and I'm just getting started. Look forward to many years of putting in some great efforts.
Well, Vladimir, it was really exciting to hear on the corporate leadership call today. You're recognized as the second top recruiter in the company for last week. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing, you know, Jeremy, every single time I talk to Vladimir almost every single day, and every single time I talk to him, he's like, hey, I've got somebody signing up. I've got another guy signing up. So I'm seeing some really big things that's coming through him and his group. And, you know, he was just telling me today, he's like, I'm gold platinum. It's great to be able to hear a new associate declare their goals like that. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you so much for having us on the call. It's quite the honor.
Well, I want to say congratulations to both of you guys. You guys are doing a phenomenal job, and keep it up. And with that, I'd like to go back up out to Ada, to Popo, to wrap up the call tonight.
Well, Jeremy, what a great call. So much information from Tony and the gentleman from New York there. Sir, welcome to our team. We're very honored and proud to have you. I can feel your enthusiasm all the way down here in Oklahoma. And, of course, you got Michael Hughes there. He's a great mentor. He's a great guy. He knows the business. He'll be always glad to help you. And you do have the support from the home team all the way to the home office where I'm at. So, sir, thank you for being on our team. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure you'll reach that goal of platinum. Jeremy was saying that we're going to have a special guest speaker next Monday night. I've got one of two people that are both high quality. I'm trying to make up my mind which one to put first, fit in their schedule. But besides that, folks, let's keep putting God first and keep putting Prepaid second. That's a bad call. Our family second and Prepaid third. That's the way we should keep it. That's the way we're doing it. Each one of you, we love you. We appreciate you, and keep up the good work, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.